Right, can you believe it, all you golf fans out there, that it's the 37th edition of the Nedbank Golf Challenge. It's taking place from the 9th to the 12th of November. And here to discuss some really interesting innovations around the customer experience at the tournament this year is Chris Wood. He's the head of Emerging Payments and Consumer Cards at Nedbank. Good evening, Chris.
Hi, Warren. Thanks a lot for having me, and hi to all the listeners.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about this Nedbank Golf app. Judging from the press release that you've provided, it's going to facilitate and make a lot of things easier for everyone attending the tournament this weekend. Just explain what's possible with the Golf app.
Yeah, look, as you say, I mean, 37 years of having this tournament, and obviously it's gone through multiple iterations over the years, from what we all knew as $1 million to now the Nedbank Golf Challenge and a very large European Tour event. I think the guys in 1981, when it first kicked off, if we'd said to them, you can now buy a Krispy Kreme donut through your mobile phone by downloading the Nedbank Golf app, would have looked at us as if we were, you know, part of the Jetsons. So this year, what we've done is we've built on the success of last year's Nedbank Golf Challenge app, and we've actually integrated mobile payments directly into the app as well. So there are a number of features that the visitors to the golf this weekend and during the week will be able to enjoy. They can take part in challenges. There's a whole lot of gamification type stuff that they can, again, be a part of, loading up pictures. And as I said, the payments piece, which really is part of what my team drives, every single merchant that's up at the golf, whether or not they're at the golf itself or in the Sun Central Entertainment Center, they'll be able to pay for their purchases using their mobile phone.
So do you need a Nedbank account to upload credit to the app? Because it's, like a virtual wallet.
Yeah, exactly. So no, you don't. I mean, you can load up any bank's card. Basically, the way it'll work is as you do your first transaction, so let's keep with the Krispy Kreme theme, you'll go up to the Krispy Kreme pop-up store, you'll order whatever, coffee or donuts, and you'll see inside the app there's a Krispy Kreme logo. So there's a tab on the front screen of the app that says pay. You'll find the Krispy Kreme logo, tap that, a little box will pop up and it'll initiate the process for you to load your card up for the first time. Once you've loaded it for the first time, you don't need to load it again. You'll basically use whatever authentication your bank, whether that's Nedbank or other, pushes through to you for your normal internet banking transactions, and off you go.
All right, and then you can also, as I understand it, buy the tickets.
Yes, yeah, so we've just gone live today with a sort of campaign around ticket purchases. So 120 lucky purchases of tickets through the app will, if they buy two tickets, stand a chance to win another two tickets for free. If they buy four, obviously they'll stand a chance to win the same number of tickets, as long as they're doing it through the Nedbank Golf Challenge app.
All right, great. Sounds very exciting, and hopefully I'll see you. I presume that you're going to be there, Chris, but I hope to see you there at the tournament.
I will. Absolutely. You give me a shout.
Great.
We'll have some donuts, yeah.
All right. Look forward to it. That was Chris Wood, Head of Emerging Payments and Consumer Cards at Nedbank.